This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed some new rules aimed at regulating methane emissions from the oil and gas industry. Methane is just a small slice of greenhouse gas emissions in this economy, but it is much more powerful than carbon dioxide when it comes to trapping heat in the atmosphere. Cutting those emissions would also mean wasting less natural gas, which is, of course, something you can sell for money, so one might think the industry would want to do that on its own. But as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, oil and gas companies aren't cheering those rules that were announced today.
The EPA wants to cut methane emissions from the oil and natural gas industry. Mark Brownstein is with the Environmental Defense Fund. He says methane is the primary component in natural gas.
And natural gas is both produced in its own right, and it's also a byproduct of oil production.
Brownstein says across the oil and natural gas supply chain, a lot of methane gets emitted and wasted.
At the well site, in the gathering and processing infrastructure, the pipes that take the gas from the wells and bring it to the compressors that send it across the country.
A report sponsored by Brownstein's group found higher than expected methane leaks at natural gas gathering and processing facilities. Anthony Marchese at Colorado State University was the study's lead author. He says those leaks are costly.
The amount of methane we believe is being lost from gathering and processing is it's got a value of like $400 million to producers.
Producers say they're already working hard to plug those leaks. Kathleen Scama is with the Western Energy Alliance, which represents oil and gas producers in 13 Western states. She says methane emissions have been reduced by 38% since 2005, even as natural gas production has expanded.
So where we can capture and sell a saleable product is, of course, what we are in business to do.
But given the low price natural gas fetches these days, some producers might be less convinced by those economic benefits of plugging leaks. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.